Amen. Christians, the Bible says we are not unawares of the devices of Satan. The devices of Satan to deal with us. He has several means of dealing with us. One of the ways he deals with us is he uses the weapons of demons. In case you are hearing us for the first time, that means you are not here on Sunday, you are not here on Tuesday. Let me recap again. Satan is not an ugly beast, though. Satan is not an ugly beast, though. Praise the Lord. See the beauty of Satan. Ezekiel 28, verse 11, from verse 12 and verse 13. Let's read it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus and say unto him, Thus said the Lord God, this description is the description of Satan. Oh, see, thou sealest up the psalm, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. That has been hidden in the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. Hey, see the precious stone, the sardius, the topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle and gold. He said, the workmanship of thy timbrets, musical instruments, and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. See gift. He said, thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou was upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. My emphasis is Satan was the sum of beauty. He summed up anything beauty was in him. He was perfect. Read the next verse. The next verse. Thou was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created till iniquity was found in thee. And when this iniquity was found in thee, what was the iniquity? Isaiah 14 lets us know it was pride. I will be like the Most High. I will ascend. I will. And the Bible tells us, therefore, he was cast down to the earth here. And because he was cast down to the earth here, with one third of the population of angels in heaven, I am summarizing what I've been talking about since last Sunday. He decided to be an enemy of God. He knows his sin is a sin unto death. No repentance. God is not going to change his mind. Hell was created for Satan and his angels. But Satan decided not only the angels, even your own sons, human beings, they will follow me there. And for those who will not follow me there, because they will be following Jesus Christ, the prophecy in Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent, the seed of the serpent, amen. He said, and I'll put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed, the seed of the serpent, and her seed, the seed of the woman. He shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. The seed of the woman is Israel, the woman in Revelation chapter 12. Hallelujah. And the seed of the woman is Christ. And the seed of the serpent is Antichrist. Praise God. Amen. And the battle, he said that the seed of the serpent will bruise his heel, the heel of the seed of the woman. That is progress. Satan is after, and we are the seed of the seed of the woman. Christians, Satan is after the progress of the children of God. But Christ said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Why? Because he has empowered us. For greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. The price for our redemption was fully paid on the cross on Calvary. Therefore, Satan has no power over us again. And when you come to to Jesus Christ, you come to Mount Zion. Hallelujah. And among other things, see our insurance. See our insurance. Praise the Lord. See our insurance. That songwriter says, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortress of glory divine. Heir of salvation and purchase of God. Born of his spirit and washed in his blood. Hallelujah. Is this blessed assurance that we have? It's in Hebrew chapter 12 from verse 22. That is where we have that blessed assurance. Listen. It says, when you come to Christ, say, but you are come unto Mount Zion. And we know that upon Mount Zion shall be what? Deliverance and what? Holiness. And what will happen? Come on. Say it if you know it. Sons of Jacob, hallelujah, they are covenant children of God, shall possess their possession. How will they possess this possession? Hallelujah. Verse 12 of Matthew chapter 11, he said, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. And what? The violent faith taketh it by force. Let's finish that assurance. Verse 22, Hebrew chapter 12. That is the assurance that we have. Hallelujah. But you have come unto Mount Zion, and you have come unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. And you have come to the uncountable, innumerable company of angels. Hallelujah. The Bible said the angels of God encamped round about them that fear God. He said, are there not ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them that shall be heirs of salvation? Hebrew 1:14 says so. I am reading. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You have come to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven. And when he got to Israel, Egypt, the last plague he gave was the destruction, killing of all the firstborn of Egypt. And he knows that Satan will come after the firstborn of his own children. Therefore, he said, all firstborn shall be mine. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, all firstborn, whether they are animal or human being, they are mine. So that we shall become untouchable. You see the insurance we have. See that blessed assurance we have. That's why that song that I says, faith, each earthly joy, Jesus is mine. With every tender time, Jesus is mine. Oh, that is the wilderness and has no resting place. Jesus alone can bless. Jesus is mine. When peace like a river
attended my way. When sorrows like sea billows roll,
we have an assurance. It is well.
Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to know.
It is well. It is well.
It is well. It is well with my soul.
Because hanging on the cross on Calvary, he declared it is finished. Let's finish reading that. The assurance is not over yet. The assurance, verse 22, Hebrew, verse 23 now. You have come to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all. If he's the judge of all, Satan has been judged already on the cross of Calvary. Hey, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the Bible called Jesus Christ our advocate. And imagine that your own lawyer is also the judge. Hey, praise the Lord. I am reading. Hallelujah. He says, and you have come to the spirits of just men made perfect. There is therefore no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Who will lay anything to the charge of God's elect? We are made perfect through the blood of Jesus. And you have come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. Hallelujah. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. And you have come to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. That blood will speak for somebody tonight. I said that blood will speak for somebody tonight. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Why did he say from the days of John the Baptist until now the kingdom of heaven will suffer a violence? Because in Ephesians chapter 6, let's read it from verse 10. Amen. I want you to pray with the revelation. This is the knowledge we have that some of us are bold. Bold. There is a knowledge. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? But because they that know their God. Oh, glory be to God. David knew the meaning of circumcision. How can an uncircumcised Philistine face a circumcised Israel? How can somebody who has no covenant with God stand before somebody who has covenant with God? You are boasting with your size. He said, you come against me with your big sword, your side, but I come against you with the name of the Lord God of Israel. For at the mention of that name, every knee bows. That's why we sing, He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is the Lord. Oh, every knee must bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ wept when he was going to bring back Lazarus back to death. I've explained this several times here. He was not crying because his friend was dead, though. How can somebody that he knows is going to wake him up from the dead, he'll be crying again? Eh? He was crying because people will come to church and be sleeping. So how will you have faith? The just shall live by faith. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. And faith come by. Draw your ear, make us see. Stand up. Stand up. Faith come by. Okay, then why are you not hearing me now? Can't they sleep? It's a demon who. Sit down. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because it is upon that rock of revelation, knowledge of who Jesus Christ is, I will build my church. And the gates of hell are not prevail. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I keep saying this statement, making this statement, the best thing that can happen to any human being on earth is to know Jesus. People who don't know Jesus, they have one leg for Babalao, one leg in the church. It's because they don't know this Jesus. They don't know what he did at the cross on Calvary. But I know what he did in the cross on Calvary. Hallelujah. I say, at the cross. Oh, at the cross. At the cross. Where I first saw the light. And the bodies of my heart rolled away.
It was there.
It was there. By faith.
I received my sight.
I received my sight.
Now I am happy all the way.
All the way to Calvary he went. He went for me.
Oh,
he went for
Jesus
me.
Jesus
said to my matter at the cross.
Oh, all the way.
All the way to Calvary he went. For me.
Oh,
he died to send. Ask me why I'm happy. So I just tell the why. Because my sins are gone.
My sins are gone.
And when I meet the scoffers who ask me where they are, I say,
my sins are gone.
Where are they? Where are my sins? Where are they? They are underneath the blood
on the cross
of Calvary.
As
far removed as darkness is from dawn.
In the sea,
in the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Where are they? Where are my sins? Where are they? Where are they? They are underneath the blood
of
the cross of Calvary.
As far removed,
far removed as darkness is from dawn.
In the sea,
in the sea of God's forgetfulness,
good enough for me.
Praise God. Praise God.
My sins are gone.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. People don't know what happened at the cross on Calvary. The day you catch revelation of what happened on the cross on Calvary. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. Your faith muscles will increase. If God be for us, read it. Romans 8 verse 31 and 32. Read it. Read it and meditate. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Now, see the assurance. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Oh, glory be to God. I hear that Savior say. Did you hear him? Did you hear him? Thy strength indeed is small, child of weak. Let's watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus paid it all. All to him I go. Hallelujah. He told his disciples, hallelujah, you are no more my servant, for now we call you my friend. I said, there is not a friend like the lonely Jesus.
No, not one. No, not one. None else can heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus knows all about our struggles.
He will guide till that day is done.
Oh, yes.
There's not a friend like a lonely Jesus. No, not one.
Oh,
no, not one.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have found Jesus, and I am here to market him. Hallelujah. The psalmist said, test and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. I was on top before socially, and I dropped. I fell down. Patak, 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 patak. The people I was hoping will help me, they forsook me. They were making caricature of me. But I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me.
He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He's the lily of the valley. In him alone I see all I need to cleanse and make me fully whole.
Oh, in sorrow,
in sorrow is my comfort.
In trouble is my strength.
Oh, yes.
He tells me every care on him to roll.
Hallelujah.
He's the lily of the valley.
That's my God. That's my Jesus. Oh,
he's the fairest of 10,000.
From rags unto riches, from silver to gold. That's our God.
From peace unto diamond, from valleys unto.
Hallelujah.
From the slums to a palace, forever to sing.
He takes a beggar and makes. That's our God. That's our God. That's our God. That's our God. Hallelujah. That's our God. That's why I hold on to him. That's why I hold on to him. Sing that song completely. Next stanza. From slavery to freedom.
From darkness to bias, he gave
joy for sorrow
and peace for a strife.
A husband to widows,
to sinners afraid.
He takes a beggar.
That's my testimony.
Changes our dwelling
for a mansion so bright.
He changes our clothing
for
a garment of light.
From dust
to the throne we with Jesus array.
Oh,
he takes away.
That's our Jesus. That's our Jesus.
He lifted upon.
Collect this shield, put on this one so that the arrow of Goliath will not hit you. He put it on, then he removed it. He said, I have not tried this one. There is one that I have tried. Hey, hey. Hallelujah. My faith has found a resting place, not in device, no greed. I never trust the living one.
I trust the ever living one.
His wounds for me shall bleed.
I need no other argument.
Oh,
I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died.
Oh,
and that he died for me.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness.
I dare not trust the sweetest faith, but wholly lean on Jesus' name.
Oh, Christ the soul,
Lord, I stand all on the ground, be sinking, sir.
My testimony.
All on the ground.
My testimony.
Sinking,
he brought me out of the miry. That's my testimony.
He set my feet on the road to stay.
Hallelujah.
He put a song in my soul today.
He put a song in my soul.
A song of
that's my testimony. He brought me out.
He brought me out of the mighty land. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my soul today. A song.
Hallelujah. I am marketing Jesus. That is the gospel. I am a marketer of Jesus. Test and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. A young man was suffering from anemia. The thing swell up. He could not stand. He was walking with his nyash. I said, come for prayer. He said, no. That one, not that one. He came to me. He was asking me for drugs. Please give me money to buy drugs. I said, what's wrong with you? He opened and I saw blood all over his knicker. He was suffering from gonorrhea. And no money to buy drug. So all blood was just coming out of his private part. And I told him, I said, no, I have something higher than drugs for you. I have Jesus. That great physician now is here.
A sympathizer.
See Jesus,
he speaks the
drooping heart to cheer. Oh, hear the voice
of Jesus.
Listen, I told him, if I pray for you and this thing stop, will you serve my Jesus? He said, only prayer. The psalmist said, test and see that the Lord is good. And I prayed for him. 3 hours later, he ran to me. He said, the thing has stopped. Praise the Lord. I am marketing that same Jesus now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is taught in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. That is, I'm arming you like David was armed. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wise devices of the devil. This is why the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent taketh it by force. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That is the battle that we are facing now. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 3. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but what? Mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Tonight, every stronghold in your life shall be pulled down.